Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we translate corporate speak into plain English. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to dive into Oracle's absolutely massive fourth quarter 2026 earnings results.
Hey, everyone, and Alex. Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely crucial reminder, Jordan. Now, let's talk Oracle because, wow, this was a quarter that's going to have people talking. Oracle just reported what they're calling a record quarter, with revenues hitting $19.2 billion, up 21%. But the real story here isn't just the top line growth.
Right, and what's absolutely eye-popping is their remaining performance obligations, their RPO, which hit $638 billion. Alex, that's up 363% year-over-year. To put that in perspective, that's more than $500 billion in contracted future revenue.
That number is almost incomprehensible. For listeners who aren't familiar, RPO is essentially Oracle's backlog money. Customers have already committed to pay them for services they'll deliver over the coming years. It's like having a crystal ball for future revenue growth.
And here's the kicker. 12% of that RPO gets recognized in the next 12 months, with another 34% coming in the following 2 years. New CFO Hillary Maxson said these percentages are expected to accelerate, which suggests Oracle's revenue growth is about to shift into a much higher gear.
Speaking of growth drivers, let's talk about the elephant in the room, AI infrastructure. Clayton McGoyerk, who runs Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, dropped some serious numbers. They signed $67 billion in AI infrastructure contracts just this quarter. And get this, most of these were either bring-your-own-hardware deals or prepaid contracts.
That's fascinating because it shows customers are so confident in Oracle's infrastructure capabilities that they're willing to bring their own expensive GPU hardware or pay Oracle up front. It's like customers saying, "We trust you so much, here's our own equipment, just run it for us."
Exactly. And Clayton mentioned they delivered over 1.2 gigawatts of capacity to customers in fiscal 2026. Their first quarter delivery is approaching 1 gigawatt alone, nearly matching what they delivered in the previous four quarters combined. The scale here is just staggering.
What I found really interesting was their GPU utilization rate, 97.5% globally. When you've got that kind of utilization, it means demand is absolutely crushing supply. And when GPUs came up for renewal in fourth quarter, 49% of customers renewed for 92% of the capacity. The GPUs that weren't renewed, they got sold to other customers in the same quarter.
That's a great point about the supply-demand imbalance. But let's not forget, Oracle isn't just an infrastructure play. Mike Sicilia talked about their applications business, which grew 10% to $4.1 billion in revenue. They're embedding AI agents directly into their software, over 1,000 AI agents across their application suites.
And this is where Oracle's full-stack approach really shines. They're not just providing the infrastructure to run AI. They're building AI directly into the business applications that companies use every day. Cecilia mentioned they're introducing new pricing models too, including outcome-based pricing and token bundles for AI capabilities.
The token bundles are particularly interesting. It's like buying prepaid minutes for AI services, but the outcome-based pricing is revolutionary. Instead of paying a flat fee, you pay based on results. For example, interview agents priced on how many candidates they screen, or hospitality upsell agents priced on successful upsell transactions.
Now, let's talk about the financial implications. Oracle is guiding for 34% revenue growth in fiscal 2027. That's massive for a company of their size. But they're also ramping up capital expenditures to $70 billion to build out all this infrastructure.
That CapEx number sounds scary until you realize they're getting $20 to $25 billion in customer prepayments. So their net cash outlay is closer to $45 to $50 billion. And CFO Hillary Maxson mentioned they're expecting returns on invested capital in the high 20s at steady state for these infrastructure projects.
The funding strategy is interesting too. They're raising about $40 billion in debt and equity in fiscal 2027, including a $20 billion at-the-market equity offering they already announced. But here's what gives me confidence. All this spending is backed by committed customer contracts, not speculation.
During the Q&A, there were some great questions about competition and pricing pressure. Clayton's response was essentially, "We focus on making our customers happy, not worrying about competitors. When you've got 97.5% GPU utilization and customers bringing their own hardware to your platform, that's a pretty strong competitive position."
What struck me about the executive commentary was their confidence. They're reaffirming their long-term targets of 31% revenue CAGR and 28% EPS CAGR through fiscal 2030. With this RPO buildup and infrastructure momentum, those targets suddenly look very achievable.
And let's not forget the database business, which grew 29% with multi-cloud revenue up 404% year over year. Oracle is becoming the database layer for AI workloads across multiple cloud platforms, not just their own.
Looking ahead, what should investors watch for? First, infrastructure revenue acceleration as these data centers come online. Second, how quickly they can ramp utilization at new facilities. And third, whether their applications business can maintain double-digit growth while integrating all these AI capabilities.
The risks are real, though. This is a massive capital deployment cycle. Gross margins are under pressure in the near term, and they're betting big on AI demand sustainability. But when you've got $638 billion in contracted future revenue, that's a pretty good hedge against uncertainty.
Before we wrap up, I want to emphasize again that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Great reminder, Jordan. Oracle's fourth quarter results show a company in the middle of a massive transformation from a traditional software company to the infrastructure backbone of the AI economy. Whether they can execute on this vision will determine if this becomes one of the great corporate transformations or a cautionary tale about overreach.
Either way, it's going to be fascinating to watch. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified and those expectations realistic.
We'll see you next episode. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.